We've got Gene Bolduc here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler right here on WCHL, and it is time for Heroic Horns and Thing Not a Thing, everyone's favorite game show. At least I assume it's everyone's favorite game show.
Everyone in this room.
Everyone in this room, yeah. I haven't heard anyone say otherwise. In which we take a look at all of the things that are getting people upset on social media these days, and we decide whether they are in fact a thing or if they are not really a thing. And there's really only one thing that people are talking about right now.
There's really just the one thing.
Which is fascinating, considering all of the stuff that's going on. Like, Jeff Sessions is cracking down on marijuana again for summer, but we're not talking about that.
Not really.
Not today.
Not that much.
We're talking about a book.
Fire and Fury.
By a guy who was like...
By Michael Wolff, a real gadfly, Vanity Fair, New York Magazine.
Not the greatest Hollywood reporter.
No, a very, very, very New York columnist and writer. And the thing about Michael Wolff that's so clever that I just adore is that, you know, he approached Trump right at the time of the election, said he would really like to just sort of cover this you know, give him a little flattery, which, you know, we all know
works.
The boss is pretty pretty prone to this.
Worked for Schumer and Pelosi there
for a hot second. And, you know, anybody walking by the White House probably... He came and flattered and said, you know, listen, this is such an unusual story. I'd really like to come and cover the transition and maybe the first 100 days. Mm-hmm. And then they just sort of never kicked him out.
Yeah.
He just hung around.
For a year.
And was clever enough to convince Trump and the people around him that this would be a flattering piece.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is that a little bit disingenuous? Maybe, but it doesn't really matter what your intent is. You collect what you collect as a writer.
It's a flattering piece if you actually do a good job in your office, but I don't know.
I mean, it would have been a flattering piece. It sure could have been a flattering piece. And
this guy doesn't really come in with, like, I don't know what, I don't really, other than the fact that he's just this kind of, like, gossip columnist, Hollywood reporter, et cetera, I don't know if he has, like, a political agenda or anything like that.
No, not
really
at all.
I don't know what his background is.
Not at all. I'm writing a thing, and you're the thing I'm writing agenda.
Right.
But like I say, he's got a very New York perspective. So he knows a lot. He's known a lot of people who've known Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously knew Trump before.
Yeah.
You can just walk in from
and
nowhere.
And that's the thing with Trump. Like, he's a very New York, like, York attitude. So
yes.
That's why he and Schumer get along sometimes better than him and McConnell.
Yeah, and this whole thing is the president being hoisted on his own petard, which is just too great. It's shameful how entertaining I find this. Because there's probably not that much. There's almost nothing in this book from what I've seen reported so far by reporters who are practically drooling on television, holding it up, this is the part that I love the most, holding the book up saying, in this book, which I have, the president has sought to, I mean, they have a two-shot at all times,
God.
The book and the reporter at all times.
Right.
I have this book that the president is trying to keep from the shelves. Actually, no, he isn't. The president got his lawyer to write a letter saying, don't you dare publish that.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't anything. I can do that.
Yeah.
I can write a letter. It doesn't do anything.
Do you have a lawyer? Can you get the lawyer to write the letter?
My dad's a lawyer.
Out there you go.
Yeah, I'll get him to sign it. You know, I'll tell him it's my chocolate chip cookie recipe and I want his autograph and I'll get him to sign it. You know, it just doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah. So it's really entertaining, but probably not.
It's completely salacious.
Yeah.
All the details that are the best details are entirely personal, viciously cruel. Completely salacious. And who, let me see, if you can think of who a person might be who kind of built his whole world on that kind of information, let me think of who comes to mind. But the other thing is, almost all of this information has been told to reporters on deep, on background and deep background, don't ever mention my name or I'll have to kill you.
Right.
You know, and so all the reporters reporting on this now are saying, yeah, well, you know, we knew this.
We
but
knew
here
this
it
for
is
months,
in this
yeah.
book.
Yeah, which
this
I
book,
have.
Which I have,
yeah.
which you cannot keep me from having. and Trump's childish reaction and no, you can't kind of reaction to the publication of this work.
Which is perfectly in keeping with his character.
You couldn't script it.
Yeah.
You couldn't script it. Every move he makes about this confirms every word that's in the book.
Yeah. So, okay, let's put this into a little bit of perspective because I don't know if you remember, but during the Clinton administration, there was a tell-all book that was published by someone who I think was like a Secret Service agent or like a security guard or something like
that. Yeah.
My dad bought it for me, so I read it.
Oh,
and it was equally like this salacious. Some of the details were like take these tiny little things and blow them up into these like big scandalous.
Right.
But
right.
I think the one detail that I particularly remember from this book, and I think the author's name was like Gary something, and I can't remember what the title of the book was, but it was basically
Gary
this,
Indiana,
something like yeah. We'll go with that, Gary Indiana, which is an
great
awesome name to have.
That's
by the way.
Pen name,
that would
yeah.
be a great like mystery writer, Gary Indiana.
That's right, Midwestern. And mystery writer Gary Indiana.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's like all of the stories from like the deep bowels of like suburban Chicago.
I like it.
Wrote this book, and the one detail that I remember was like one of Clinton's top aides. This author made a huge deal out of the fact that he used the word stuff on a regular basis. You got to get this stuff over here. Or we got to take care of all of this stuff. And like made a big deal out of it. Like that was something that just brings down the entire Clinton presidency.
Listen, it sounds adorable.
It was pretty adorable.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, there's a lot of...
I think
of
there was a whole chapter about the White House Christmas tree, if I remember.
Well, you know, Bill Clinton's allergic to Christmas trees.
Yeah.
And it was quite a thing. It was quite a thing that he, you know, he has this respiratory thing, I guess. And I don't know if he takes, you know, antihistamines and whatnot that he does to deal with that. But he's got a curious collection of respiratory allergies that he has to deal with. And one of them is that it was tough for him to be having the Christmas trees in the White House.
Yeah. Unlimited Access was the name of
Unlimited
this book.
Unlimited Access.
By Gary Aldrich, which is not as good a name as Gary Indiana.
Well, how much you want to bet Aldrich is his middle name?
Ooh, I'll bet Gary is his middle name.
You bet Gary is his middle
name. Yeah.
Yeah. What would his first name be? I'm not Gary Aldrich. Okay.
Maybe it's also Gary.
Also Gary.
Like Gary Aldrich.
Also Gary. Oh, my God.
This is the level
like
of analysis that we're giving to this book. Because it's really entertaining, but not really a thing, right?
I think, I'm going to surprise you and say I actually do think it's a thing.
Do you think the book is a thing, or do you think the fallout from the book is
a thing? I think that the book is a thing.
Okay.
Because even though I haven't heard much reporting analysis, chirping about this is probably the best term, I think it's a thing that the administration had a reporter who did have unusual access. He didn't have a hard pass to, you know, for the press room. He didn't have an ordinary press access.
Mm-hmm.
He had like a hard pass for the West Wing, which means he was just hanging around.
He could
just come in and hang around and drift into Bannon's office and Ivanka's office and everybody's office and just hanging around like a West Wing staffer.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Yeah,
and
that's
this
fair.
Does demonstrate a certain level of carelessness that you allowed this guy to be there. Trump is beating his chest today and last night saying, I never authorized that. Well, so what? You wouldn't be doing that anyway.
Right.
I'm sorry, but somebody below you handles that.
Right.
And pretty much he was able to, by having developed relationships and just sort of staying out of the way, was able to linger around pretty much until John Kelly came on board. And then John Kelly basically, I guess, said, and your job here
your
is,
job is,
your function is what, and why do you have a card table set up in the lobby? I mean, get out. You don't.
Did he have a card table set up in the lobby?
He
like,
just
what
about
are those,
did.
Like,
I mean, he
fold
just
down
about
with
did.
The like vinyl top.
He probably did. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. With a little sign that said, got some dirt? Drop it here.
I'm going to be a little bit hypocritical considering the fact that we've just talked about this for 10 minutes. But I think the biggest thing out of this is the fact that we'll talk about the national media here, is spending the amount of time that they are covering, like, the details of this book as if this is, like, the serious biggest thing that we need to be talking about today. When in reality,
well, it's only for
a lot of
day.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the news cycle will last for 24 hours, and then we'll be on to something else.
That's
but I think
right.
just in general, this is an example of the extent to which the national media has covered the Trump presidency and just American politics in general as if it's a literal soap opera, where we're focusing on the bickering and the personal animosity between these people, the leaders in the House and Senate and the Supreme Court and the presidency. And they're covering it like it's a reality show, and they're not covering it as...
Yeah, where did they get that?
Yeah,
you
right.
know, that, well, that leaning, where did that come? That's what I mean about him being hoisted on his own petard.
Yeah.
I mean, he set all this up to be covered that way.
Yeah.
Including announcing
yes.
in the middle of all this
yes.
that he was gonna announce on Monday the fake news awards, which I assume this program is nominated for.
I would hope so. Yeah.
I mean, for
I would
your
be
consideration,
disappointed if I wasn't.
For your consideration, the Thing Not a Thing segment on the Aaron Keck Show should definitely be
and if
submitted.
If they come out next week with the Oscar, I think they're coming out with the Oscar nominations next week, aren't they? Because the Golden Globes are tonight.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
And we're not nominated for either the fake news award or the Oscars. That would just be a travesty.
It's just unbelievable. I'll tell
time.
You what, though, you know, this does give me an idea. Everybody watch my Twitter feed at Gene Bolduc. I'm going to be tweeting out segments of this program.
Oh, good.
All weekend.
Nice.
Thing Not a Thing. And saying, you know, Mr. President, for your consideration, please take a look at
please
our fake
do.
News segments.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing Not a Thing. Because for most of your presidency, if not every minute of it, we've been saying you're not a thing.
Yeah. And, like, this is a sort of a vicious cycle now, because the media is covering the president as if it's a soap opera, reality show, entertainment news.
They can't help themselves.
As if it's entertainment news.
Right.
The president is treating the White House as if it's entertainment news,
right.
basically. So they feed in on themselves. But we as consumers contribute to it as well, because the media will... as a business model, give people what they
right.
want to hear. So whatever gets the best ratings, that's what they're going to do.
Well, and let's all thank Matt Drudge for all of this, mm-hmm. because, you know, years ago, in the late 90s,
yeah.
He started his despicable website, and he became very interested in Bill Clinton, and he broke the Lewinsky story.
He did, yeah.
And
as did the Inquirer, if I remember right, wasn't it?
Maybe,
yeah.
maybe so. And then for a year... we had the mainstream media banging their fists on the desk saying, we hate covering this story, while covering it breathlessly and constantly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, their ratings boom yeah. was tremendous.
Went through the roof. And it's not even Drudge. It's like, let's go all the way back to the Film Network, which comes out in 1976 and
Good
calls
Lord.
All
yeah.
of this way in advance.
Good point.
Yeah. Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Who's on the water cooler? Is no one throwing a television out the window,
okay.
but Quentin Harper, our good friend, is
nice.
On the water cooler this weekend, talking about community organizing and going and doing it old school, you know, going door to door, knocking on doors, meeting people, building bridges and relationships.
I like it.
Imagine.
Gene Bolduc, Weekend Water Cooler. Thank you so much.
Thank you.